You're traveling upstream and alongside the Virgin River, which drops 71 feet per mile through Zion Canyon. That's a big drop, and it's why the river has such tremendous erosional force. It's cutting into the Stone Canyon at a rate of 1.6 inches per century. Knowing that, geologists estimate that Zion Canyon was carved in the last 2 million years. This is a dynamic landscape that's changing all the time. For example, on your left, you can see what's left of a large landslide that occurred in 1995. Massive rockfall dammed the Virgin River here and temporarily blocked the road. Because it occurred around 9 p.m., day visitors had left the canyon. But 450 people at Zion Lodge were trapped for about 24 hours. Of course, there are worse places to be trapped. During that time, the river created a new channel for itself, and heavy machinery was brought in to carve out a temporary road to reach the folks stranded at Zion Lodge. Because the National Park Service was concerned with the possibility of the earth dam bursting and causing a flash flood, the campgrounds downriver were evacuated. In the end, no one was hurt, though the road you are on was closed for a few weeks while repairs were made. Your journey up the Virgin River begins among the oldest rocks of the Jurassic period. Right now, you're driving through the 201 million-year-old Moanavi Formation, while slowly ascending toward the Kayenta Formation. These red interbedded layers are made of sandstone and shale. You can recognize the Kayenta Formation, where the canyon walls slope out, because you'll see a lot of vegetation. Above the vegetated slopes are vertical walls of Navajo sandstone, where the top layer is about 180 million years old. Navajo sandstone is made of ancient sand dunes that were compressed under the layers of an ancient seabed.